Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio, Mr. Carl Wern and friends on this program this morning. Carl, how are you?
Is this what you people do at this ungodly hour of the morning?
Every Sunday, Carl. Bar none, we are here.
Thanks for having me back, man.
To entertain you.
Yeah.
But of course, you're asleep at this time, so.
I'm asleep right now. You would not believe the dream I'm having over here right now.
By the way, we have this up on Facebook. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. What would you like to play for us first here, Carl?
This is called Last Words.
Excellent. Here's Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise.
And if the time will come, point of no return, knowing every lesson that you'll ever learn today. Would you still have the calm and the decency to look him in the eyes with humanity and say, without warning of what he might do to you, while hiding his face like some cowards do, dude, I'm not mad at you. While witnessing cruelty and rage like a five alarm, while every bone within is screaming, do no harm, no harm. Like the soldiers you've helped to eternal rest, could it be you're facing down your final test today? When your innocent sister is on the ground, the kindness in your voice is the only sound. Tell me, are you okay? You're gonna find what might be the last words you leave behind.
Yeah. Hey, and everyone can applaud too, you know.
Well, we're on camera, so
some of those clap emoji things.
That's okay.
Get away. I'm doing an old folks home right after this, and that's why I'm in full tuxedo. I used to get away with that before you got married, and she started filming us in here.
Well,
Anthony Rizzano is going to do a jazz interpretive dance now with no clothes on and show us all his tattoos.
Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Pay extra for that.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce everyone who came here with you today and probably won't be leaving
me. Melanie, this is Jim. Jim, this is Melanie. I got Anthony Rizzano, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
I have Melanie Howdershell, and I have Jim Bullitt. I have an embarrassment of riches. I have four songwriters over
yes,
here.
Yes, they all write songs.
And they're all being my sidemen, which is almost absurd.
It's kind of like a super group.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's kind
of costing me a fortune, my God.
Especially Anthony Rosano. Yeah. What did you say?
So, wait, you guys are getting paid?
I'm kidding.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And as I mentioned at the outset, this is up on Facebook. If you see it in your feed on Facebook, please share it with your friends. Well, Carl, welcome.
Yeah.
What's going on in your little world here these days?
Oh, my goodness.
I know it's a lot.
It's
Where do you start, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, and life is changing. I'm not really traveling these days.
I think the last time you were here, you were doing an open mic at Big Woody's down on General Booth, but that's changed now, right?
Yeah, I'm doing an open mic again every Wednesday at Warrior's Tap House.
Yeah.
A mile away from it on General Booth.
And that's a lively open mic, I must say.
I do like what happens at mine. I kind of encourage the whole blurring the lines and people sitting in with each other.
Yeah.
And Anthony said he's going to come every Wednesday now and back us all up and play.
You're kidding me. Yeah. You're kidding me.
Yeah, you heard it here live on radio. There's no way he would go back on that.
It's a cardboard cutout, actually.
from the picture I just took of him. Yeah.
Do you wear the sunglasses?
My stunt big double.
Is that Dirk that shows up, or
yeah,
is that you?
It's Dirk Bogart.
And you are also doing the Carl's Community up at the Music
Sunday
Circle.
Of every month.
Big Pink?
Yes, at Big Pink Music. I love that place. We have I don't know if we have another listening venue. I mean, totally dedicated to hearing a pin drop moment and insisting on it.
Yeah.
I know those when I travel, but but yes, Kelly Murphy has been, you know, she's been doing a lot for us for a long time, Harris Creek Acoustic yeah. and Sea Level Festival and all that. And this is where she's put her heart these days.
Yeah.
Is as a member supported listening venue or an organization called Big Pink Music.
Yeah, they've got and all new sound system there.
They do a songwriter in the round show like they do at the Bluebird Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
But she offered me the chance to do an open mic kind of thing in that format. So folks who don't necessarily play for a living can know what it feels like to sit in a circle in the middle of the room. And quite honestly, the best thing we did was get rid of the sound system on those particular ones because we have a big circle and we never know if we're going to have a cello or violin or harmonicas
yeah.
or whatever in a room full of harmony, and it's been pretty wonderful.
Now, you've also been writing a lot lately, I understand.
I have lately. I mean, that last song was I didn't mean to write that last song.
It just wrote itself.
Well, it was that lousy story that we saw with Renee Good and Alex Pretty.
Oh,
my
yeah.
father was the officer in charge of the immigration service in this area.
Oh.
And so I certainly have, you know, I certainly agree with an immigration policy, but mm-hmm. what we've been witnessing is very different.
Yeah.
If you look at Minneapolis on a map, there's not like a big border going on there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love my neighbors. I live in a cul-de-sac and there's a community garden in the middle. My neighbor two doors down is in the symphony. I certainly took advantage of that when we did all the music videos. If some van pulled up, it was unmarked and they were masked and they dragged him out with no warrant and they beat him up and said they were going to take him, I might go so far as blow a whistle.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if I wanted people to know about it, pull my phone out and
yeah.
record them. I hope that wouldn't get me shot in the face or in the back 10 times. Well, so that's what that last song is about.
Okay. We're talking with Carl Wern
here
on
Night
Art Sunrise. But you also have some other shows coming up. I know Mike Lilly's coming back to town. You've got some shows with him.
Michael Lilly's coming back in May, and I booked everything I could with him while he's here. He was like, well, I'm feeling like a working musician. Thanks for all the gigs. And I told him I like that he was thanking me for being greedy with his time.
Yeah. Well, I know you got a show in Second Sundays up in Williamsburg with
we
him.
We do with Dan Martyr and Bobby Hornsby. We have the Wells Theater. Me and Michael and Louis McGee are doing a Songwriter in the Round show.
Now, that's the first time you've ever been to the Wells Theater to play, right?
I don't think so. I think we did a thing there before, but I'm not positive.
Not positive. Okay.
Yes.
But that's in Norfolk.
Yes.
And that, that and that is coming up on
that's a
the
shorter commute.
That is coming up on the 23rd of May.
Yes, everything I have booked for the year is up on carlwern.com on the calendar.
Okay. Okay. Well, would you like to do something else for us here?
No, no, we're done. Thanks, Sam. See you next time. This song, a dear friend of mine, she lost her father a few months ago, and she was going through a hard time. And while she was telling me that, she heard the anniversary of her mom passing, which was decades ago, had just come up. And I told her that I pictured them dancing together for the first time in a long time, and just in time for Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
And before I went to sleep, this song came out of that.
Okay. And it's called?
May I Have This Dance.
Oh, man. And it sounds like it's in an echo chamber. Here's Carl Wern and Friends here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Oh, my stars. Could it be? You look just the same. Not so much me. It's been so long, but I just arrived, trying to get my bearings. Am I dead or alive? I never felt religious. I know some people do, but in my heart, I did believe I'd find my way to you. Jamie is now traveling. She looks a lot like you. And little Sasha settled down. Now she's a mother too. I stay there in that old house. Where else would I be? And I kept that little car you said reminded you of me. Remember when the rain would fall, we'd spend the day in bed. We would laugh for hours about something someone said. And Willow'd find your pillow and he'd sleep beside your head. Never did we realize just where that story led. I never fixed that kitchen sink. You always told me to. Every time I heard it drip, it made me think of you. Well, I'm not trying to say that I was somehow lost in time. I kept to my old memories that suited me just fine. But now I'd like to ask you, since I finally have a chance, will you be my Valentine? Will you be my Valentine? And may I have this dance?
Carl Wern here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Yeah.
That's more like it. We need some excitement. But no, that was a beautiful song, and I'm glad you sent it to me just before Valentine's there, Carl. That was an excellent song for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that came so quickly. You're the only one that got it. I didn't release it that way. I thought if I do record it, I might want to bring a little string quartet.
Wow. That would be really nice.
Player.
Yeah.
I'm undecided, but I have until next.
Guitar.
Yeah. No, I can't think of it.
We're talking.
Anthony's bucking for a gig.
In case you haven't noticed, we're talking with Carl Wern and friends. They are here, and let's talk with some of your friends, if you don't mind. Let's start with you. Melanie Houdershell is on our program. And Melanie, you have a new enterprise going on with Kate and Drew Landman, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. That's been a lot of fun, and that was actually a product of the Big Pink as well, more or less. And we discovered we have a lot of music in common, and so it's just progressed into something really wonderful. And now we are the Porch Cats.
The Porch Cats. Yeah. Who came up with that name?
You know what? We all have cats. We love cats, and you know, we spitballed every possible thing you could do with, you know, the name the cats, and yeah. Porch stuck. You know, who doesn't like to sit on a porch with a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but anyway, yeah, we'll be at Voodoo in Virginia Beach this afternoon, 4:30.
Really?
Come on by.
Okay. Well, you can just go on down and see Melanie along with Kate and Drew Landman, who together are Dry Land.
Yeah,
they
they're
still
dry
are
land.
Dry Land.
They are. They are. We still do our kind of separate things. And, when we, you know, meet back up, it's we just pick right up where we leave off, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So
And let's talk to Jim here. Jim Bullitt, one of the most prolific songwriters, I think, here in our area. You have like 3 albums, and actually you just put one out, didn't you? It's called Angels and Other
Magical Creatures.
Came out late last year.
Yes, sir.
So what's new with you?
Just writing more songs. I'm working on the next album already. I'm a shy guy. I don't get out and play very much in public, but I like to write, and every once in a while I get an opportunity like this to play live.
Yeah.
I may have a gig over the summer. I used to play Friday nights at a pizza place, and I'll probably do that again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was that Chicho's? Or?
No, it was down at Why Not Pizza.
Why Not Pizza? Yeah. Okay.
A nice patio outside.
You think you
when we were all locked down, we got to see Jim every week coming up with a new song.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to know a lot of our songwriters very intimately with headphones on, locked down, hanging on every word. And that's where I really got to see Jim. I even covered one of his. He wrote one song 1 week, and by the next week I did a full-blown cover of it on one of the videos we did.
Yeah,
but it was quite an amazing.
It took me about
way.
A year to get my version together to put out. I didn't want to compete with yours. So.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly write a lot of songs. I must say, you must work on it all the time.
Pretty much. I mean, I try not to write unless I have a good idea, and so I'm kind of trying to wait for the ideas to come to me. But when I get them, I roll with them.
Yeah.
And they've been coming relatively frequently lately, so that's a good thing.
Well, great. Are you going to be playing any with Richard Spano? I know you put out that album with him.
Yeah, he invites me to play most every time he gets to play out, so I'm not sure when the next one will be. Maybe he's been playing at Winston's over in Chesapeake, so I might do that.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks. Welcome to the show, Jim.
This
is like the third or fourth time you've been on the show, I think.
It's a great pleasure.
And then there's Anthony Rosano and his band, The Cockaroos. The last album you put out was Cheat the Devil, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the last one we put out. It was like a lifetime ago, I think, it feels like now.
Yeah. You got anything new going on? What are you going to be doing this summer?
I got summer school this year. So, because I kind of flunked off. No, I'm
like,
like,
go on.
I mean,
really?
Doing a bunch of shows this year. A little bit of travel, not a lot. Writing always, doing the same thing. You know, we messing around with different lineups. I mean, we just did a thing where we had Rob Torgler come out and play banjo with us. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and had a fiddle player, and it was cool. It was different, you know, horn players. And then we're doing the trio thing, you know, the power trio thing still, too. So just doing whatever we can to be creative and musical, you know.
All of you guys have been playing at the Voodoo Lounge a lot.
Yeah, we were there last night.
Yeah, yeah, Carl, you were there
Thursday with Brent Gable. Yeah. Melanie will be there in a few hours.
Yeah. So you guys are playing.
Jim, when's your gig?
I need to talk to them.
You need to go to the Voodoo Lounge there, Jim. It seems like everybody else is there. But well, cool. What else would you like to play for us here?
There's another song that I didn't mean to write, but came barreling out of me. It's about the downside of social media.
Oh, okay.
You know, when we did, we're all locked down. There's 3,100 people now in the Carl's community group.
Wow.
And if I didn't feel such a responsibility and connection to that group and gratitude, I would probably step away from social media. And I have it set up so it'll also copy on to Instagram. But I never, if you send me messages on Instagram, I haven't seen them.
Oh,
you
know? Okay.
Because I haven't. But so imagine how it felt to me when I got a notification from Facebook that said, we have turned on the AI assistant who will comment and post for you. And I went, oh, hell no,
you won't.
But I've seen it happen in other groups. And they'll do posts. It'll be like Riffmaster AI asks a question and says, what's a band who everybody likes but you hate? And I'm like, you know, there's no positive reason to ask that question. You're going to answer it, Anthony?
It's Anthony Rizzano. Yeah! Tom Cruise, isn't it? Isn't it?
No, I just felt like there's no positive reason to ask that. Every answer is going to be somebody's favorite band.
Yeah.
And then I realized that the benefit, it's not for us, is that if social media is free, is because your attention to the screen is what pays the advertisers.
Yeah.
So they will feed you all the algorithms and all that. They will feed you whatever it is that keeps you scrolling, even if it's true or not, if it's the same thing as your neighbor sees or not, if it inflames you, if it's political or not, whatever keeps you on the screen. So it makes me crazy. I keep making comment, please don't answer these. Because we are volunteering to be pawns in a game that's stacked against us.
Yeah.
And that makes me crazy. And that's where this song
is. And this song is called
Love Anyway.
Okay, here is Carl Wern and friends on Under at Sunrise.
Everybody go and grab your cup of coffee. We would like to welcome you aboard. So glad you volunteered to stand right up and serve our algorithm overlord. In your book you know it tells you to love your brother, an ancient obscure text. We will teach you how to know and fear the other and prepare you for what comes next. Yeah. Never show a sign of weakness. Empathy's a losing game. Find a stranger who could use some kindness and just bury them with shame. We've been priming you to fight this holy battle. Careful that you're never told. While we're filling you with all that rage and purpose, you're the product being sold. And then a voice cuts through the ages, and it rings as if to say, love anyway, love anyway. A sucker born every minute. You may wonder if that story's true. But when you're standing proudly in it, That sucker looks a lot like you. Our reality has all been shifted. The landscape's looking strange. There were things we once held sacred. Our priorities have changed. And then a voice gets to the ages, and it rings as if to say, love anyway, love anyway. While you pride yourself with non-compliance, there's something standing in your way. If you want to show some real defiance, one suggestion, if I may, love anyway, love anyway, yeah.
Friends here on Hunter at Sunrise.
We got five more minutes.
Things got a little weird there at the end.
No, we don't have five more minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to tell us now.
Yeah.
You guys got to get out of the echo chamber.
We outnumber you.
Yeah.
Hey, I love everybody in this room. I'm really grateful. I can't believe all the energy that was aimed at me just for this little thing. Oh, if you reverb.
Thank you.
What I meant was,
I am God. You bow before me.
No, thank you guys for coming down here today. It's been a real fun time, and I wish you all the best, Carl. I'll probably see you at the open mic on Wednesday.
Yeah. Hunter comes in and he adds that third part. Come on in on any Wednesday, see what happens.
Yeah.
And Anthony is going to be there. We just found out every Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, Anthony, I wish you I wish you the best with summer school, and
thank you. Yeah.
And Melanie, good luck with your show this afternoon.
Thank
Is it 4 o'clock at Voodoo Lounge?
4:30.
4:30. Okay. And Jim, good luck with your shows down at Why Not Pizza.
Thanks.
Thank you all for coming in today. I got to wrap this up quickly, unfortunately, because at 11 o'clock I turn into a pumpkin. But anyway, this show will be on demand as soon as it is over. And plus, this particular acoustic session will be up as a podcast on our website, hunteratsunrise.com.